Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome to People Power and Politics. I am your host, Pearl Phillip, and we have a very special guest, the Consul General for St. Vincent and the Grenadines in New York, the Honorable Rondi McIntosh. Welcome, sir. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much, and it's an absolute pleasure being here.
It's our pleasure to have you. So, recently, St. Vincent and the Grenadines celebrated its 43rd independence anniversary. Let's talk about that.
Yes, certainly. It was a great time and a historic time for us as well, as we created history here by having our very first flag raising at Bowling Green, which is in the center of Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, that is. And also, we had the historic lighting of the iconic Empire State Building.
Wow, after so many years. So kudos to our second black mayor, Eric Adams, for making this happen.
And he was on site as well. He was on spot, you know, and actually did the flag raising. He rose the American flag, and we did the Vincentian flag, as we call ourselves, Vincentian. So it was quite a grand time, and a time that our spirits were lifted after, you know, going through so much. Because in addition to what the world has gone through with COVID, we had another epidemic there, mm-hmm. and also we had the eruptions of the Lassifer volcano. Yes. So it was a daunting time for us in our recent history, one of the most daunting times. And to come out of all that and to emerge, you know, as a resilient people, we thought it best that we do something really significant to lift the spirits of our people and to let the world know that we are here, we have our own identity.
Okay, so letting the world know that you are here, moving forward, what can nationals back home, and especially nationals here in the tri-state, New York, the tri-state, expect?
Well, my portfolio actually extends to all the states in the United States of America, right? And the mission is to bring our people together, regardless to where they're living here in the U.S. diaspora, as one big community, so that we maintain our Vinciness, we maintain our culture, we maintain our identity, and also to share ideas and not forgetting our homeland and our people back home with our remittances and the support, you know, in times when they really need that help, you know. So we're here as the consulate to help, to aid and assist with that whole camaraderie and that whole community spirit that we know best from the Caribbean.
Okay, so speaking about assisting, what sort of services does the consulate provide?
Well, the consulate has its core functions, which replacing passports, you know, persons who are here and want to travel back home, birth certificates, marriage certificate, death certificates. We also, you know, looking to help persons with repatriation and stuff like that. We do as well, which is not something we like to do. But when someone is being deported, so we deal with deportation as well, mm-hmm. you know. So, and generally, any issue that Vincentian may encounter here in the U.S., they can reach out to us, and if we cannot help at the consulate, we'll be able to guide you as to where to find that help.
Okay, so I know, you know, we have the work from home, so what is the availability at the consulate? Are there walk-ins, appointments, what days are you available?
We do both. We tell people on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you can walk in, you can set your appointment, you can just call us at the consulate, and we're ready to accommodate you, because we try to answer every single call. And in cases whereby we cannot take your call, we will return the call to our constituents.
Okay, and what is that number?
It is 212-687-4490.
Okay.
And you can call us between 9 a.m. in the morning and 4 p.m.
Okay. And is there a website that people can go to get more information?
Yes. We have a website. It's to be updated. There are some issues there that we are sorting out. Yeah. And we also have a Facebook page as well. Okay. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Consulate of New York.
All right. So when someone does a search, they would see the telephone number, website,
telephone number and everything on all the information that you need to get there.
Okay. So I want to bring in now your investment and trade promotions officer, Ms. Bernadette Ambrose Bach. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, Pearl. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So I've been to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and you know the little islands, Mystic, Beckway. This is my favorite. So, you know, COVID is slowing down, but it's not over yet. What are some of the protocols for traveling to St. Vincent and the Grenadines right now?
Well, first of all, let me say, with investment, the jurisdiction as a lucrative jurisdiction for investment is promoted, as opposed to tourism, whereby the destination itself is promoted. Mm-hmm. But in terms of protocol, like other countries in the Caribbean, we have lifted the protocol for persons entering St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we never close. We're always open, and we continue to be open for not just for business, but also to tourists.
Okay. So let's talk about business. You said there's some opportunities. What are some of those opportunities?
So there are several opportunities. So as you rightfully stated from the onset, there are islands. So we are an archipelago, 32 islands and keys, some of which you just named, Mustique, Beckway, and whatnot. So opportunities in terms of investment, not just foreign direct investment, but also diaspora investment, because we welcome investment from nationals living within the diaspora. They exist in all the economic niche sectors in society, sectors such as agriculture, tourism, education, health, ICT, financial services. And within those sectors, such as agriculture, of course, you have the subsectors. And tourism, you have the subsectors, like sports tourism, health tourism, and that sort of thing. So they exist in all those sectors.
What about cannabis? That's one of the hottest industries right now. And I know there's this debate that the cannabis from St. Vincent is better than the cannabis.
It's the best in the world.
It's potent. I mean, we do have the volcanic soil, mm-hmm. I mean, which aids in that.
That's true.
And that's a new industry to us. But of course, we have revolutionized the industry. There is a cannabis office set up, a cannabis authority as well. And we are in the process of exporting. We're doing medical cannabis for export purposes. So yes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we are one of the first in the Caribbean to actually bring that to the fore, the medical cannabis for exports. Yes, and as the CG rightfully said, and you substantiated that, I mean, it mm-hmm. precedes us.
I know there's a debate, but...
No, there's no debate.
I cannot personally testify.
You sure about that?
I am 110%
sure. There's any more debate. I mean, it's been...
Yes, we are doing medical marijuana.
Yes. I mean, and it's a really good industry. The research has shown mm-hmm. that there are benefits to the medical cannabis. I mean, asthma, one of the benefits, is also good for pain management. Mm-hmm. Cancer patients use them
as sleep therapy.
So many benefits, same as the soursop and the moringa, those herbal benefits. We do have that as well. We have those things, those herbal trees for export.
Okay, yeah. So persons are listening right now, how can they get, you know, to invest in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, all those industries that you mentioned? Are there any incentives?
Of course, there are incentives embedded in the law, such as the Fiscal Incentive Act, which deals with manufacturing, and also the Hotels Aid Act, which deals with tourism and building hotels, room stock and whatnot. But a lot of incentives also are at the discretion of cabinet. So it depends on the nature of the investment, the size and the nature. Some of the things are at the discretion of cabinet.
Okay. So someone wants to get information, get in contact with you all. How can they do
so that? So the remit of the consulate has been expanded within recent years to accommodate trade and investment promotions, not just within North America, but in Canada. So actually, it's the embassy itself, which is the umbrella body for the consulate, because I am stationed at the consulate, but really embassy staff, and my remit covers North America and Canada. So information, certainly to reach me, you can reach me at the consulate, 212-687-4490, extension 3, or you can email me at bambrose@embsvg.com. Investing in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is rather seamless. It's a seamless process. Like other Caribbean countries, there is an investment promotion agency. So once things are submitted to me, it's transmitted to the investment promotion agency, SVG for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and it's also taken through the proper channels. There's also, we recently launched, as recent as yesterday, an import-export guide that would aid in that, and there's also our Doing Business online platform that lists all the incentives as well as the opportunities for investment within St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
All right, excellent. So do you have any special programs coming up?
Yes, we at the Consulate of St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be having a satellite passport office at Friends of Crown Heights in Brooklyn. And this is where, you know, you can come, because we realize that a lot of persons, they are busy and working during the week and cannot find the time to come to the consulate. So we are bringing the consulate to our constituents. And at that event, we are looking to have also a health fair, an insurance fair, and where someone can speak to our people about funding and scholarships for Caribbean and for Black people. So it's going to be a callaloo of a lot of things happening on Saturday, the 3rd of December.
Okay, great. Thank you. Consul General Mr. McIntosh and Investment and Trade Promotions Officer Ms. Ambrose Blacks, thank you so much for being here with us, and we look forward to having you back again. And maybe we could have a special segment on the cannabis.
She seems to like that cannabis.
Yes.
Well, definitely.
It was once again an absolute pleasure, and we are always happy to share information with the diaspora. And we are hoping that, you know, us as a Caribbean and CARICOM community, we can exist, you know, here in the great United States of America. And as I say, maintain our values, maintain our disciplines, and just look, you know, make sure that the next generation of children that are born here in the United States also recognize our home country as their own. Yeah, as Vincentians and as Grenadians and Jamaicans by descent.
And Lucians.
So we want to say thanks for having us here. And once again, we're always happy.
Yes, thank you so very much for having us. It was such a pleasure. There are lots in the pipeline, so I'm sure you will get wind of those. And we'll be happy to update at any point in time. And at the end of the day, as we rightly concur, we're all CARICOM, we're one CARICOM, and we are looking forward to celebrating that next year with CARICOM at 50.
Yes.
Excellent. Looking forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.